Some evangelical Christians who reject the mandatory COVID vaccine are asking their churches to provide a religious exemption from vaccine mandates. What language do these exemptions contain, and are they consistent with previous church teachings? Regular commentator Chaplain Norris Burks shares a personal connection to these exemptions.
Last month, I went to see my mother in Chino Hills, California. Mom is 88 and living in a senior care facility. She needs a little extra help with daily living activities, so we hired an outside agency to provide a helping companion. They sent Michelle, an active mother of two in her late 30s, and during our get-to-know-each-other conversation, Michelle mentioned how she recently began attending Calvary Chapel in Chino Hills. I asked her what she liked about the church, and she said, "It's Pastor Jack. He speaks the truth and preaches the Bible." The church sounded familiar, so I did a quick Google search. Pastor Jack came up as one of the many pastors in the area promising a religious exemption for the COVID-19 vaccine. A quick phone call to the church office told me how easy it was to get the exemption.
Calvary Chapel.
Hi, I'm wondering about how to pick up a exemption form.
Okay, just come into the church office. We have them signed on letterhead ready.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay.
So last Sunday morning, I drove to the church, waded through an unmasked crowd of at least 3,000 people to locate the church office. Standing behind a reception desk, I found volunteers handing these exemptions out to anyone asking. So I asked for one.
Did you need help?
Can I get that religious exemption? That
is it for you?
Yeah, I want to just sit over here and look at it.
Okay.
Can I just do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Choosing to sign this two-page statement would mean that I believe the vaccine violates my understanding of the Bible. The statement is footnoted with a mishmash of New Testament Bible verses, somewhat hard to follow. But the exemption's main point seems to be that the vaccines are sinful because they use fetal stem cell lines from aborted babies. A well-known ally in the evangelical battle against abortion is the Catholic Church, so I reached out to Dr. Jason Eberle, Ph.D. Eberle is the professor of healthcare ethics and philosophy, St. Louis University, a private Jesuit research university. Eberle hears the exemption argument as more than disingenuous, because the legal test of any conscientious objector is sincerity.
People are okay taking some over-the-counter drug, or they're okay eating their box of mac and cheese with all these food additives in it that may have been produced from these cells. Then again, we go back to that test of sincerity, of consistency. Are they truly conscientiously objecting to using a product made with these cell lines? Or are they buying into a political narrative where they have other reasons to be distrustful of the government or of the CDC or the FDA?
Still, are there any religions that can align this exemption with their theological beliefs? I pose that question to Kira Ganga Kiefer, a scholar of American religions at Boston University. Kiefer recently wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post summarizing her upcoming book with Princeton University Press about modern vaccine hesitancy.
Saying that you have a religious exemption or that you have a religious objection to a particular vaccine or vaccines in general is basically saying, I just don't agree or I don't want to put this in my body. I don't necessarily think that there's much to ground those kinds of statements or beliefs in scripture, but it's really more of a personal belief.
All of this goes back to my mother and Michelle, my mom's caregiver and Calvary attendee. 4 days after her visit with my mother, Michelle tested positive for COVID. She won't be coming back to my mother's room anymore. Medical misinformation, bolstered by biblical misquotes, is killing people. My brother died last December from buying into this false narrative. I hope my mom isn't next.
The views expressed on this show are those of the speakers only and are not necessarily those of KVMR, our board, staff, volunteers, or contributors.